Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs we hear, "Keep your hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Let us pray. Gracious God, we are thankful for you do keep our hearts rooted firmly in your promises. Help us to seek you daily so that we are anchored in living fully and effectively as you desire us to walk the path of righteousness and be your people in serving others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the 4th, 14th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 11th, 2011. The Senate met.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having
You've
been fully read.
Motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor, as well as the senator from Boone, to introduce our guest. He is the interim president of the University of Missouri. If he would please stand. I've had two people ask if he's Doctor of the Day, and I don't think he's qualified for that, but he is qualified to be our interim president. It is Steve Owens. He is the interim president of the University of Missouri. I'd like for the body to make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome the interim president, Mr. Owens, to the Missouri Senate.
Thank you.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I have some guests here from Springfield I'd like to introduce this morning. They're with the Young Conservatives of America, which is a nonprofit organization in Springfield. That works to advocate for constitutional principles and limited government and educate citizens what it means to be a conservative. Mr. Tom Martz, Alan McDonald, Frank Shin, and Debbie Bridges are in the upper gallery, and I'd ask that make them feel welcome.
The guests of the Senator from Green, please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Introduction, Senator from 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my honor today to introduce the Doctor of the Day. On your right, my left, Mr. President, we have Dr. Tom Wright, who has a practice in O'Fallon, Missouri, a resident of Wentzville in St. Charles County. So I'd like the body to please welcome the Doctor of the Day.
We're delighted to welcome the Doctor of the Day to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the 18th.
Yes, Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain the resolution, Senator?
Mr. President, this resolution is a constitutional SJR right to hunt and fish.
Senator, we are on the order of business of resolutions, and you sent forward a bill.
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
We will hold it here, and it'll be the first one introduced this morning. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to, at this time, refer Senate Resolution number 27 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Shall be so referred. Thank you. Concurrent resolutions.
Yeah.
Introduction of bills, and the senator from Lewis has a bill at the read the bill.
I've got more. Senate Joint Resolution 11, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the right to hunt and fish.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, it is a constitutional resolution to put the right to hunt and fish on in the Missouri Constitution. Mr. President, I also have two more actual bills.
Send your two bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to financing for energy efficiency improvements.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. This is a green jobs bill that will help the energy efficiency in Missouri and provide jobs.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 95, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. That bill is the Puppy Care Equality Act.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. They're self-explanatory.
Send the bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 96, introduced by Senator Engler, an act to authorize the conveyance of state properties in St. Francis County.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Engler, an act to authorize the conveyance of state property owned by the state to the city of Farmington.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, I promised to introduce a series of bills that would constitute a package of reforms of our health care system. This is the second bill in that package. This bill would outlaw most favored nations clauses in health insurance contracts. You know, when we went through the process of passing the national health care reform, there was a lot of outcry of the people because the National Health Care Reform Bill would force every American to purchase health insurance. And we said that what we wanted was, instead of that, market-based reform. Well, this is some of that market-based reform that what we want. And there's an unknown truth that I would like to make known to the to you and the other members, and that is that health insurance companies really don't want the cost of health care to go down. They want the cost of health care to stay high because they compute their profit based upon the projected total cost of all the services that they provide. Now, if the total cost of the projected services is bigger, a small percentage of a bigger number is a bigger number. Now, under managed care, providers are supposed to accept a lower rate for an increased volume of services. This bill would make that happen because with the most favored nations clause, then the provider has agreed not to accept a lower rate. So this is a very perverse clause that can be in managed care contracts. By passing this important bill, we will help lower the cost of health care, which will put more money into the pockets of employers, which will help put more Missourians back to work. And that's the purpose of this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill. Read the first bill. So you have one bill. Okay. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 99, offered by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Senator?
It is self-explanatory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Saline?
Explanatory.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 100, offered by Senator Stoffer, an act relating to tax credits for certain contributions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Polk.
Bill, Mr. President.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 101, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to home exterior contractors.
Senator?
No explanation needed.
Introduction of bills, Senator from 13.
We have an assortment of bills.
Send your bills forward. How many are there? 3 or 4. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 102, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to work certificates that permit minors to work.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 103, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to employee password protection.
Self-explanatory.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 104, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to crane safety.
Senator? Is there another one? Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 105, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to advance voting.
Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 106, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to specialized license plates.
Self-explanatory.
Read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill 107, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Self-explanatory.
Read the seventh bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 12, offered by Senator Green, an act relating to term limits.
Explain this.
What did I say?
This would put to the vote of the people, I believe, in 2012, extending term limits from 8 years to 12 years. I want to make it perfectly clear. I will be gone, so this would not help me in any way, shape, or form. But after serving 20 years, I think 8 years is too short of a time. Legislators get experience, and then they're forced out of office due to term limits. It would create the discussion to lengthen it 4 more years to 12 years. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the...
Fighting 15th.
From the 15th, yeah. Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 108, introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the installation of fire sprinklers in certain dwellings.
Senator?
No further explanations needed, Mr. President.
Is there another bill? Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next order of business will be announcements, and I would ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator.
Mr. President, the motion I'll be making is will be for the Senate to stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day, when we will allow the pro tem to refer bills, and that will be the only action taking place at 2 o'clock, and then we will be adjourning.
Thank you, sir. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have escort committee appointments to send forward and
send
ask that
forward.
They be read, please.
Read the committee appointments.
Escort committee pursuant to HCR 1, Senators Mayer, Dempsey, Roop, Pergeson, Stouffer, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Justice, Green, and Wright Jones. Escort committee pursuant to HCR 2, Senators Mayer, Schmidt, Ridgway, Crowell, Goodman, Schaefer, McKenna, Wright Jones, Justice, and Keviney.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have standing committee appointments to send forward.
Send them forward.
Please have them printed in the journal. Copies have been distributed or are now being distributed to each member of the body.
They shall be printed in the journal. Announcements. Senator from Saline.
Announcements. Today, the National Guard has a display in the third floor rotunda. Ask my colleagues to please stop by. They have information on Family Resiliency Center, the Show Me Heroes program, and Missouri Veterans Commission. And also, I want to remind my colleagues and Senate staff that we have a Bible study in my office tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We'll have some breakfast and what have you, so we'd sure like to invite everybody to come by.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cole.
Did he say Cole?
Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. President. I would like to invite all of the Senate members as well as their staff tonight from 4:30 to 6:30. The City of Jefferson, along with the Chamber of Commerce and the County of Cole, is hosting the Taste of Jefferson City at Capitol Plaza. As a former chairman of our Chamber of Commerce, I can tell you this is a fantastic event and is just one thing that our city, county, and community will do to welcome the members of this body and all of their staff coming and tasting up to a dozen different restaurants of Jefferson City's finest establishments. And we'd love to see everybody come tonight. Capitol Plaza, 4:30 to 6:30. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.